Hey, we up out of here, man. Hey, shout out to my nigga Smoothie Dude, who executive produced this shit. Grind Hard, BMG. Yee! And then whoever don't like it, fuck you. Back into the fray, yep, another piece of slay. Got me turning up the heat, 100 rounds of finna spray. No filter in the building, so you better hide the children. Graphic when I'm spastic, flipping money like gymnastics. Fuck them, I'ma kill them all, like inches off they jaws. Patty cake until my hands is raw, Betty Crocker mixed the raw. Town business, it's a business, mind your business. 50 cal on the scope, leaving snitches lifeless. Grinding up a check, so we call it sifting paper. Blowing money like it's nothing, leaving haters catching vapors. Marathon money, got them numbers round my neck. Oh God, we down to slide, out the mud one time. Out the bay, home mines, out my mind two times. Sliding in the dice, move out here folding hundreds. Smooth hoeing chopper to your noodle into pasta. Shaking dreads like a Rasta Infinito.
Hold
with
on,
the
hold on, though. Hold on, though. Hold on, man. You already gave me 12 tracks on the motherfucking album, man. No filter radio, man. International dope. It's your boy Smoothie Dude, man. I had to get on this motherfucker talk my shit. A classic album, man. No filter, man. Dope ass music on the beat for the street. Giving y'all niggas something you can eat. Ha! It's your boy Smoothie Dude, man. Executive producer on this motherfucker, man. Jit, what it do? Grind Hard. BMG. Black and Brown Enterprise. Dope, you did this motherfucker, man. International dope. Yeah. Coming at you motherfuckers, man. Oh yeah, we got No Filter Radio Show. Air Money on Grind Hard. 323-693-3043. Y'all fuck with him. Ah.
Down on 14th Street. I asked where she had it and she said Rock Creek. I'm like, cool. But first you need to choose on the pig. She hopped in my whip with a couple of G's.
Alright.
Rolling uptown around my grandma's way. Grab a little something and
we
hitting
the blade.
Never let a sucker nigga get in the way. Getting a little sucker while I'm hitting the J. I'm feeling fly as a motherfucker macking around. Real P Rice top Mac of the
time.
Five star honeys ain't no slacking
around.
Posted on the block, never backing me down. Feeling jiggy on a bitch in my fresh outfit. Big booty hoes bring the checks out quick. She chose up on the first round pick. Peek, get the money, keep my sweatpants.
Bitch, it ain't nothing.
You dig? I be stepping out on the scene and shit, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing.
Fresh 95s on, you know what I'm saying? Air Max that is, you
know? Bitch, it ain't nothing.
Two in the afternoon, sunny day. Tricks came out to play.
It ain't nothing.
I'm saying pimp parade. You know what I'm saying? You even chuck a bus, bitch. No time. It's brand new.
Yeah.
Sand on the sand. Pull up on a hoe, what it's gonna be?
Talk to him.
Buy life, money in the street.
Money in the street.
Get into a little baby, don't sleep.
Don't sleep.
Highline, got the whole show lit.
Yeah.
Peter Hustler, got two for the fifth. Top shelf, white bitch for the low. Alley Cat Raps, welcome to the night show.
Bitch, it ain't nothing.
And that's just how we do it on the G-side, you dig? Fly homes, riding chrome.
It ain't
nothing.
Driving
on three phones, you know what I'm saying? Hoes reach when I speak, you know what I'm saying?
Sell a bitch, it ain't nothing.
They keep that shit discreet, cause they know this pimpin' is low key.
Bitch,
you know
it ain't
my
nothing.
Hoes never get cold feet, cause bitch, this me, it's pretty motherfucking warm, you dig what I'm saying? You better ask somebody, bitch, you either church or your motherfucking bus.
Woo.
Lean.
Right.
Lean.
Right.
Lean.
Let go.
Stay down from the bottom, yeah. My loyalty runs deep. I know you gotta feel me. I put in words, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. This my life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me.
Don't hate me.
And it all makes sense to me.
I woke up this way. Glory life, what up? The only question, look, young boy doing what he gotta do, and you ain't gotta show me love, but you see the move. Blowing marathon, listening to hustle. Got a million on my mind, so let's get to hustling. No days off, I gotta put in work. Rather be my own boss, but I know it's worth it. Yeah, go hard, never second guess it. Player hate, never that ain't been the message. Build my brand up, homie, until I get the leverage. Stack them bands up, homie, until they reaching heaven. I keep something bad to keep me entertained. LV bag gave her a couple francs. Then she made that back and put it in the bank. She know the boy no fraud, I even tell her thanks. I keep the game 10 squared and that's on everything. So it all makes sense, say that I elevate.
Stay down from the bottom, yeah. My loyalty runs deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in words, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. This my life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me. And it all makes sense to me.
Yeah, look. Showed a lot of love, but I ain't get it back.
Nah.
But it's all good, baby, Coleman got my back. Yeah, I stay true through adversity. Ay, on me, I'm a G that's about to be a breeze. Big fella nice, gonna roll the dice. I gotta roll for keys, this about my life. Yeah, I had to get it right, I finally seen the light. Yeah, and this ain't overnight, this happened over time. A product of the streets, they helped me navigate. OGs gave me game, keep my head on straight. Young boys mad at the recipe. A big mood as I laugh at the head of shit. Excellent, you ain't seen before. RDB to let the haters know. And you're in a bag, I said it once before. And which way is down, I guess
stay
I'll never
down
know.
From the bottom, yeah. My yeah. Loyalty running deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in work, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. Nah. This my yeah. Life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me. And it all makes sense to me.
So makes sense. Yeah. Lean.
I'll make sense to
me. Lean.
Right.
Lean.
I'll make sense
to me. Lean. Lean. Right. Lean. Lean.
I'll make sense to me.
Lean.
Lean. I'll make sense to me.
Lean.
I'll make sense to me. That it all makes sense.
Had a feeling I'ma make it. Got a cousin in the cell fighting cases. Keep his name alive when I'm stepping on the stages. My life is a story, I'm just filling in the pages. Baby DT, I'm a silverback gorilla. Sliding down Vernon and I'm passing up your villa. Steven doing 20 in the beam with the killers. About to watch Mike Tyson fight on Triller. 1,000 new hits for my laptop. Call of Duty Cold War Black Ops. Safe with the code and a padlock. Subscribe to my channel if you wanna see my last drop. I appreciate the ones that make it easy to love. Made the best ones with them racks every time that I touch them. Glock 23, no hesitation, I'm bustin'. I'm respected in my city by the niggas that's buzzin'. Better think twice before stepping to me. Granny told me in my dreams you are a reflection of me. About to show the world they never mess with a beast. A journey different, I ain't never had a session for free. Design merch, then I send it to my fans in the mail. Tell the truth, they all quit because they scared they go fail. Shout out to my pops for that night I got bail. Told Kentucky that tattoos hurt less than betrayal with teeth. I appreciate the ones that make it easy to love. Made the rest ones with them racks every time that I touched them. Glock 23, no hesitation, I'm buzzin'. I'm respected in my city by the niggas that's buzzin'. I appreciate the ones that make it easy to love. Made the rest ones with them racks every time that I touched them. Glock 23, no hesitation, I'm buzzin'. I'm respected in my city by the niggas that's buzzin'.
Thank you.
Yeah, they finally let me out to play. Mr. New Half-Timer, you know that was something late, but Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Oh my god.
The four horsemen in the building.
Hey,
I don't have a dream
no
more like Martin Luther. I just see the future. I just kid. Call me Metro Boomin. I don't trust these humans, so I keep my shoulders lifted. And if a civil war, I go from Dr. King to that by any means in a minute. And I be holding anger in, but now it's spilling out like I'm on semen retention. But you don't got bars like that. You rapidly rapping, you lacking conviction. You have a flow, but saying nothing quotable. You more like a mime or a mimic. The way I pull strings, I'm just like Jimi Hendrix. It must be a seance how I channel spirits. Just a conscious puppet, bitch. I'm ventriloquist. I'm a Frankenstein, I'm trapping the lyricist. I'm not a lyrical miracle, but I could bang with the best and the proof is empirical. Must be delirium, thinking your clan can't be touched. Yeah, they call me Imperium, man, it's ethereal. I embody something out of this world. Do you think that I'm spiritual? And all Confederates go underground, cause the sound is solemn, put the fear in them.
And yeah, my phone is blowing up, my phone lines, I'm never calling back. You wasn't fucking with me in my low times when I was doing bad.
When I was doing bad.
I'm trying to count your girl, that's 169 and you're a known rat.
And you're a known
rat. Tell me off like a dude. Cause you know your life's a cap. This is static racks, this is static racks. Bitch, I'm in the field,
bitch, I'm in the field.
Check the mathematics, check the mathematics. So you know it's real,
so you know it's real.
Use a crack at it, use a crack at it. Yeah, I know the deal,
I know the deal.
Take a stab at me, take a stab at me. If that's how you feel, if that's how you feel. For real.
I don't deal with maybe, I just make it happen. Call it manifesting. I form like Megatron when I get in my bag. I got so many weapons, better come correctly. Keep your mask on in my vicinity. Yeah, the flow infectious, call me second. All it takes to getting button pushing, then I'm getting reckless. One kick ejected, yeah. How many people gon' pull up? I work them out like a pull up. You bring a gang like it's good luck. It's probably shit that you're full of. And I'm talking zen, I'm more zen than the Buddha. I shine like a diamond, Rihanna my jeweler. I took the day off like I'm Ferris Bueller. Then usurp the throne and then prove I'm the ruler. World in motherfucking shambles, but I guarantee you that I'm having hell of a time. Come through looking like a villain and I'm steady grinning, talking about the city is mine. All the days I spit in isolation, praying to the sky like Lord, just give me a sign. Now I feel it like I had to imbibe a magic potion that was gripped from the
sky. Now I feel it like I'm something divine, bitch I'm ready,
yeah, bitch I'm ready.
I'm coming through like I'm Dwayne Johnson, rock steady. Push the pedal to the metal, clap the session if you want it, session.
If you want it,
it's a home run every time I'm up, yeah the swing is in me, yeah the swing is in me. This is bad and crack, this is bad and crack. Bitch I'm in the field,
bitch I'm in the field.
Check the mathematics, check the mathematics. So you know it's real,
so you know it's real.
Use a crack at it, use a crack at it. Yeah I know the deal,
yeah I know the deal.
Take a stab at me, take a stab at me. If that's how you feel, if that's how you feel, for real.
Yeah, 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 that's so good.
If that's how you feel, for real. Take a stab at me, for real.
They call me Trunks with the sword and shit. My name is Ron.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother Question. Elite niggas in the building. Warning. Break bread with my brothers like I'm Jesus. No crosses, not sporting, no pieces. Gospel, I'm spitting a realist. Writing lost niggas off, it's no cost, it's all business, man. Niggas not understanding, it's a business, man. Gold talk turns to gold cloth. Lambskin on my skin, leather feels soft. Gun part of my pen, game is straight fire, bruh. I'm OP, they OD when I'm cooking raw. I'm the dopest that they ever saw.
Word.
My footprint the size of an elephant. My life like a blueprint, unique and deck like a fingerprint. Niggas lost in the game, wanna split the shoes. Can't wear the name, watching from the sideline. Gold jacket, niggas hall of fame. Make it rain in my checking account. Making money while I'm dreaming of best edition as I count. More bounce to the ounce, more ultra ship out. There's no drought. Real figures in the building, watch our stock is going up. Pouring $100 shots on 100-foot yachts. We so elite. Separate the weak, basic bitches, obsolete. Thumb and paper, wild stacking haters. There's nothing greater.
Oh God.
We so elite.
Facts. It's only look.
I admit it, I am the best from the west side. Conquered the west side with straight finesse. You get roadside or maybe hogtied, it's only set. This ain't no lie, my flow on south side when I'm upset. turned in my verse slash Kirk Franklin on your bitch ass. Delete it, what I do, exemplary if you might ask. Been gone with it, what's wrong with her? Must have forgot I'm on the throne sitting. No bullshitting, my feet kicked up, your bitch give dome silly. No gag spitting, told her relax and I was gone. I'm black, fake moan, did it, felt like did it, nobody can stop me. You niggas just copping, your bitch call me poppin'. She know that I'm poppin'. We working, y'all watching, I've been the main topic, y'all living too sloppy. I peek through the optics, I'm fly as a copy. Two elite niggas stopping, I'm the plug in the socket. I inspired you copy, need my flowers for flossing. Fresh charisma too saucy, foreign bitch and she bossy. I ain't never exhausted, paid the cost for the bosses.
Everybody has an answer to the question gets asked. Pressure replies, still I'm not easy to crack. Under pressure, bust my pipe, let's leave it at that. Little niggas only big when he speaking cap. Realize young, hard to love, easy to hate. Too many squares in your circle, bend them niggas in shape. Had to slow myself down, only few can relate. Everybody got skills, only few can be great. Bar none, none could touch these bars. Success is certain against all odds. Salute the Black Rob as he rests with God. It's a marathon dealing with this life of ours. Jog to the finish line with nothing to lose. Still hungry, starving for more with something to prove. MVP, AI, got nothing but jewels. Not the shit that I wear, but the shit that I spew. The world a huge mirror, reflect on self. Forever a reject, cause I accept myself. If I ever slept, I woke myself. Fuck how you feel, cause I'm a goat myself, man.
Been through the mud and I still ride it. Much praise to the Most High. Niggas say they will but they won't ride. No lie, I'm a soldier, I will survive. Been through the mud and I still ride. Much praise to the Most High. Niggas say they will but they won't ride. No lie, I'm a soldier, I will survive.
Bad choices led to worst days. Stone face like I'm cool, but I feel it in the worst way. Seen these demons since the first grade. When they taught me to read, word started bleeding on the first page. Am I cursed? I don't know, but I'm searching for blessings. To the end of the road, keep embracing these lessons. Will they cry when I go? Did I make an impression? Niggas think we don't know, tell them haters keep stepping. Rest in peace to the dog, nigga. I see them creeping through the fog, but if it's on, then it's on, nigga. I rep the spirit till I'm gone, nigga. Where's the Black Rod? We strong on, we be bomb, niggas. If you ain't learned, this is real as it gets. It's feeling intense, no time to be feeling regrets. You did it, you live it, you learn. Take it and use it, hold on to it, just in case you go back through it.
Been through the mud and I still ride it. Much praise to the Most High. Niggas say they will, but they won't ride. No lie, I'm a soldier, I will survive. Been through the mud and I still ride it. Much praise to the Most High.
White people, I go crazy. White people, I go crazy. Cosh, cosh, cosh. Throw some cosh, watch it activate. I don't need no Henny to get activated. Bro, cosh, niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated. Throw some cosh, watch it activate. I don't need no Henny to get activated. Bro, cosh, niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated.
If it ain't no dollars to be made, I put this ass to sleep. Show me some cash and she waking up, bouncing to the beat. I need a freak ass, rich ass, millionaire nigga who can eat it up, pussy tutti frutti, love bitch ass. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass dribble. Better have the biggest bag in the room, if I dig little. I know regular ass bitch, this ain't no regular ass shit. Keep this Gucci clean, money make it cream. Yes, sir.
Throw some cash, watch it activate. don't need no Henny to get activated. Broke cash niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated. Throw some cash, watch it activate. I don't need no Henny to get activated. Broke cash niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated. Gorilla, bad bitch killer. When I step in, all these hoes get shivers. The coldest, killed the pussy, so you know he had to send it roses. Paint up on my toes and I be where the dough is. Don't worry about them other bitches, ready to get started. Better watch this how you talking, keyboard hoes, y'all sneak, y'all dissing. Pull up where your mama sleeping, play with me, I know them reapers. Wavy boys, they hit like ninjas. Cash, 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 cash. Throw some cash, watch it activate. I don't need no Henny to get activated. Broke cash niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated. Throw some cash, watch it activate. I don't need no Henny to get activated. Broke cash niggas make me agitated. Keep throwing money, I'ma keep them fascinated.
Show. Hey, this your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hall Radio. Shout out to everybody tuned in online. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. If you want to get your music played right here on No Filter Radio, you got to do one of three things. Either A, you got to be a bad yellow bone. And fuck smooth. Or you have to send MP3s only to teamnofilter@gmail.com. When I say MP3s only, don't send no WMAs, no WMDs. I don't want none of that shit. That's where I reckon Afghanistan. So MP4s, no MP5s, unless they got the serial number scratched off. And you better not send me no motherfucking links unless Smooth is in the truck. And he's going to be in California within 24 hours. Other than that, you can save that. And also, if you follow me or Smooth on some type of social media platform, if you make hot music, we'll discover it, upload it on the show, share it. Hey, that's what we do. It's all about the love. I only hate on people that I like and only people that I respect. So if I don't hate on you, you know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, I'm going to just introduce the man of the hour, the man that y'all all paid to come see and hear. Ladies and gentlemen, Smooth the Dude.
Ain't it, man? We live in the building, man. I'm live from the truck, getting it in from the time it is. It's morning, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. The No Filter Boys, Elite Enterprises, we in the building. Smooth the Dude, dope ass music with my homie Crush the Catalyst. What do, dope?
Man, I'm just over here. Just, you know, enjoying. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I did the introduction. I had to check my phone, make sure I wasn't on mute. both of us fucking up today. Yeah.
Just rusty. Don't make no doggone sense. Hey man. That mix is fire though, Smooth. But my mix is fire, Smooth.
Hey, look, I'm thinking it's Mucho Music Monday or something. I'm like, okay, Dope to turn the nigga up for real. We ain't been in the air for like 2 weeks. Dope had to show him that, hey, we still them niggas, man.
Damn niggas, boy.
Yes, sir.
Smooth.
What's up, man?
Everybody don't know about San Diego Smooth, so you got to let them know about San Diego Smooth.
Oh, yeah. San Diego, man, I'm telling you. Okay, for one, a lot of y'all know I drive this truck. So I get dope a lot of shit, man, because California, you can only drive 55 miles per hour. The trucks can drive 55. So I really hate coming to Cali in my truck. And I get dope a lot of shit talking about where he stay, and I'll be like, fuck Cali. Because Merced, every time we in the area, man, it's all that traffic and shit. But now I just be shooting the shit. I love the Bay. Shout out to the Bay, man. I love the fucking Bay. But this is my first time in San Diego, man. San Diego, I love San Diego, man. Right there on the water, like Mexico right there. Beautiful women, bro. You know, yellow my favorite color. So all the ladies is yellow. No disrespect to the chocolate bitches, but I am enough chocolate for you bitches. So I like the yellow bones. But that's all I saw was yellow Mexicans, yellow bones, tan. They was yellow hair. Man, I'm telling you, bro. I was out there with my cousin, man. He stayed at the house on the hill overlooking the fucking 15. If you don't know, that's the freeway take you from San Diego all the way to Vegas. So you go through L.A., Barstow, all that shit all the way to Vegas. But shit, man, like, my cousin got an elite house. I mean, it's my cousin, so he's elite because, you know, he's elite by association, by family. So, but he got a fat-ass crib and just showed me around a quick little tour because I wasn't even there long. I think I was there like 12 hours. But nigga took me out to eat, took me by the water. Man, we was chilling, man. I love San Diego. If I ever move to California, it's either going to be the Bay or San Diego, bro. San Diego's the shit, bro. I love it.
Facts.
And if I get rich, well, Sausalito is considered the Bay. So
yeah, Sausalito is right there.
If I get rich, I'm moving to Sausalito.
Facts.
But if I'm like right now, Smooth, I can move to San Diego right now.
You could. Shout out to when I was in San Diego, I was by the water at the Sheraton because, you know, I'm elite like that. I'm not going to give no one else no credit for that. I'm going to take all the credit for that San Diego trip.
You're definitely elite, my boy.
Some
of that credit, though.
All right. We're going to Eggnog season has officially started.
Wait, we can't get over Halloween first, man. I don't want to talk. Come on, man. Like, I hear you because it's getting cold. But let's do the ghouls and goblins first. Like, motherfuckers talking about putting up the Christmas trees and they decor.
I can do ghouls and goblins with eggnog. All I was saying was eggnog. Eggnog to me can be Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve.
And then after that, it's over with.
It's only seasonal. It's only for that time period. So this lets me know that it's about to be lit because eggnog is now available. For y'all that be getting the low-budget eggnog, I rebuke you in the name of light-skinned Jesus. But for those that get the Bud eggnog, preferably in the carton. I'm trying the ones in the bottle. It's cool, but it's not as good as in the carton. You got to get the quarter carton or the half gallon, whatever. Bud's eggnog, $5, elite. Great with alcohol.
What type of alcohol you mix with the eggnog? Like brandy, rum, vodka? Brandy, I ain't an eggnog fan.
Yeah. You want to do brandy or whiskey. Brandy or
Jack
whiskey.
And eggnog go hard.
Bruh. Jack Daniels and eggnog. I just wanted to. I think the first time I ever seen my dad get drunk, he was drinking on eggnog with some alcohol in it. Shout out to my pops. Shout out to Paw Dope. Shout out to Paw Dope.
Hey man, you stepping up, man. Paw Dope, man.
Paw Dope. Shout out to him stepping up.
Other news, man. I ain't trying to get us sad, but I appreciate you playing that song. It's my pop's birthday tomorrow. First heavenly celebration, man. You know, he passed in February, if those don't know. But it's the first birthday without him, man. So y'all pray for your boy tomorrow, man. My whole family, sister, brother, Mama T. It's going to be kind of rough for us tomorrow, but we're going to get through it, man. You know, first one without him. Like I say, appreciate you playing the song, man. I just sent one up for me and my family tomorrow, man. It's gonna be kind of tough for us all, man. We gonna make it though, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, strong throughout the whole process, you know. Right after I took a little hiatus, man. But you know, the reason I'm out here doing what I'm doing now, he wouldn't want me to stop. So shit, you know, I gotta keep it moving. Be the strong one for the family, like I always. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Nah, but for real, appreciate that. But, yeah, I'm just trying to be strong, man. Big bro, man, you know. For the family. Pops don't want me to quit, man. So, shit, I'm still out here getting it in.
Shout out to Elite Pops. Shout out to Elite Pops. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Hollywood.
Yeah. If somebody said your daddy was acting Hollywood, that is an ultimate compliment.
You're facts.
For the person that ate up all my fruit snacks, I hope you sub your pinky toe on a bed rail for eating up all my fruit snacks.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blame Doug, but it's got three culprits right now.
It's somebody else. Whose name starts with a T. But I ain't gonna say nothing.
Man, I'm starting now. It won't be none, man.
Yeah, I don't want no smoke, but their name begins with a T. Hey, shout out to my daughter getting her hair done. She's looking real Nubian. Shout out to that. Shout out to my Lakers winning. Shout out to my Raiders winning. Shout out to the Dolphins losing. That's always a great thing.
Man, I ain't even going to speak on them, bro. Like, we 1-6, bro. Like, I'm straight this year, bro. It's over with, bro. I mean, I don't even really know what to say. Like, you know, you brought it up. I wasn't going to say nothing. But I don't know what to say. So maybe next year, and that's kinda, I'm gonna end it at
yeah,
that, bro.
Yeah. And it's crazy that the one year when the Cowboys are finally doing good, Blast ain't even here.
Yeah, but they don't play nobody. Now I will speak on them, bro. Me and you said this earlier, bro. I think that was me and you. I was talking.
They
division. I mean, shit, that's six easy wins in their division. So they're going to be six and something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They should be. Because they should win against the Chiefs. I mean, the Giants.
Against the Eagles.
Washington.
The Giants.
And Eagles.
And the, yeah.
They should, and they played them twice. So that's six wins for them for sure. Every year should be. But the Eagles sometimes get them run for their money. But, like, that's like six easy wins every year for them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Fuck the Cowboys.
But they usually lose in the playoffs to Green Bay that first round. So.
Yeah, yeah. And LSU, how's LSU doing, Smooth?
They trash, too. You know, I mean,
okay.
I wish, yeah, Arkansas, all right,
yeah.
You know.
So I'm definitely going to put this post. Even though the Cowboys are winning, LSU is
what
trash.
Yeah, you finna tag Blast?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
With love, yeah. Dope ass music.
with love, No Filter Radio Show.
yeah, for sure. Show.
So he knows it's from both of us. It's from both of us.
What crush it, man? Crush this nigga, man. Hey, that Flame you played, though, I played that on my own, man. Flame really be going off, man. Like,
yes.
Like what Scott say, he the illest nigga in Delaware? Like, I don't know, man. Flame all right, too, now. You can't, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he's crushes bugs. There you go. That's a great way to describe it. He is crushes bugs bizarre.
Already simple, man.
Simple.
Shout out to Bugs Art too.
Arthur D'Artagnan. He's Arthur D'Artagnan now.
Okay, just D'Artagnan. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. He's a rapper. He's a art the author formerly known as Bugs Bazaar.
Yeah, my nigga got books on Amazon and shit. Hell yeah. Shout out to that though.
Yeah, shout
rapper
out
turn,
to that.
Rapper turn artist. I mean, turn author.
Yeah. Elite. The craziest thing is, right, I was actually having a conversation with one of my homies, and he was like, I see you use that word elite a lot. He said, what does elite mean? I said, elite is a mind state, right? A sense of not wanting to ever be mediocre. Like, even if you don't have a lot of stuff, you can still not be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't understand. Like, when you strive in life not to be mediocre, you're elite. Because, you know, I've been elite for quite some time. But my elite sensitivity has grown, you know what I'm saying, a little bit in the past year. But I was always that nigga on God. I felt like this about myself before the mic. On God.
Hey, and look though, like you don't have to be like the richest or the best. Like, all right, say for instance, I'm at McDonald's. I work at McDonald's, nigga. And nigga, we swamped. We got like 10 orders on the board. Like, I'm in the kitchen, nigga. I done put all the patties down, nigga, drop fries and nuggets, and I'm making a shake and got all the orders out, nigga. Drive-thru ain't backed up no more. Everybody's satisfied, and they food fresh. That's elite right
fresh.
There, my boy.
That is
elite right there.
That's elite. That's elite.
So
and
it don't mean
no one else,
like you to,
no one else could do it.
Huh?
No one else could do it. No one else could
exactly,
do it but you.
Bro. So you ain't got to be like the president or the owner or no boss type shit. It's like a mind state, like being the best that you can in any situation. That is elite. At the top of your game, no matter what your game is, that is elite.
Facts. Facts. Man, it's like, it's crazy because, like, when me and my brother, we used to play hoop, right? I wasn't the coldest. But I was kind of raw, though. I ain't going to say act like I wasn't raw. But I wasn't the best. But my will to win and the will for me not to lose in front of my baby brother was elite. So he would literally, he would be losing, and then he picked me, and then we run 5 to 6 games and don't lose. It's the will to win. The will to win. You will yourself to win. People don't understand that. The will, like, when you can will yourself to win, I mean, just think about it. Smooth dude left Arkansas, came to Texas. He willed himself to win. Now.
Yes, sir.
When opportunity, a lot of times what happens is you can will yourself to win, but you're blind to the opportunities that present themselves because you don't have elite training. See, elite training, elite mindset, elite will. Got to have all three of those. Right, you gotta have all three of those. See,
talk
a lot of niggas don't have, they don't have a elite training. So you had to watch somebody be elite in order to know how to be elite. Right? Now, same thing. You can go, your coach, you can go get anybody to coach you, but if Phil Jackson coach you, elite.
Yes,
you have Dan
sir.
Tony? Yeah. Phil Jackson, elite. Different. Elite training, right? Then boom, you got to have an elite mindset, right? Elite mindset. Because you have to be like, you know what? I want, this is what I want to get it. I got you always have to hold, you see, a lot of people don't want to hold themselves to a higher standard than the average person. Another problem. Well, if it's good enough for them, it should be good enough for me. They're basic. They're low
talk
budget. That's what you want. That's what you want. You don't want to hold yourself to a higher standard. You don't want to help. When people know you hold yourself to a higher standard, they either try to rise to your standard. Man, you don't even have to be the best looking dude. But if you have an elite mindset, an elite woman will gravitate towards you. An elite woman is not going to follow a non-elite dude. It's not going to happen. Elite women don't. They don't. They can just be. They can be by themselves. They can get a vibrator, bullet, rose, dildo. They don't need you. What they need you for?
Mm-hmm.
Elite mindset. Last thing is elite will. Right. A lot of people give up. A lot of people don't get the results. They give up. They just stop. You know how many artists I've known in this past since 2008 that have burned out, gone away, fell by the wayside? I just cruise. I'm just cruising right now. I'm not even trying hard. Just cruising. I'm still here. Everybody that says I was whack. Everybody says I was trash. Cool. Whatever. Still here though.
Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube pages say last upload 7, 9, 8 years ago. Okay. I'm just saying, man. Elite.
But when you combine them three like Voltron though.
Ooh.
Nigga ain't no stopping a nigga, man. For real, bro.
Smooth said Black and Brown, 100K, coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I got something up my sleeve, too. You know what it is. I ain't going to let y'all know yet. It's coming, though.
It's coming, though. But did you see the post I sent you on Instagram where Somebody else seen the same. They seen the same thing, Smooth.
No, you sent it to my DM?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking now. Hold on. No, 17 minutes ago.
That's my dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you know how I know he elite. That's my bro. That's my bro.
Yeah.
Elite minds think alike. You see what he said?
Yeah.
Now, this is an idea though. You see what I'm saying?
We gotta hurry up. I'm gonna have to call Buddy tomorrow. We gotta hurry up, man.
For the wrong person to see that, man.
We gotta hurry up, man.
You gotta lock that down. You gotta lock that down. Yes, sir. You lock that down. You know what I mean? Now, niggas are talking all that stuff. Y'all ain't been on. Where these niggas at?
It's cool, man. You know, we got the chemistry. We'll hold it down.
Man, we will hold it down.
Hey, you know something I hate, though, dope?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of it on my timeline, too, bro. And I was going to speak on it. I think that was like a month ago. Me and you was talking in the background about it. But I never did make a post. I'm tired of women bashing men on social media. Because, like, you only can bash men by your experience. You can only bash people. Like, males can only bash females because of what they've seen and experienced, just like women. But women get more vocal about it, and then women are super click up on a post. And they just go to tearing down the black man. But at the end of the day, these are men that you have experience with. So that says a lot about you in my eyes.
Man, you know, me and you both say the same thing. Women, you choose your mate. You choose him. I mean, unless he takes your vagina by force, which is rape, you're literally voluntarily opening up your legs and allowing this man to enter you. He can't enter you without your permission. So you literally said, you know what? I want you to enter me.
Yep.
So basically you're saying that your judgment is trash. That's basically what you're saying. Like when I hear a woman complain about me, yeah, you're trash. Now, there's a difference between complaining and voicing perception. It's a difference, right? Voicing my perception. Perception is black women, they cater to their son, raise their daughters. Now, there's a few of them. And your mama, you literally had to be born somewhere in between the 50s, early 70s, right? Usually, because after that, mamas turn into crackheads, then mamas turn into party fiends, right? But them mamas, up until about, I'd say about 75. Those mamas, them mamas was hardcore beast. If they made it through the crack era, they are the shit. They would bust you upside the head. They didn't play no games, right? I'm just saying, them mamas, with these new mamas, doing a nigga laundry, cooking for a nigga, not making them clean up, catering to him, doing everything. So he'd get with a chick. Guess what he thinks the chick's supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what his mama did for him. You know what's wrong with the chick? Mm-hmm. Chick didn't have a daddy. So she don't know what to expect from a man. All she knows how to do is take care. Her mama took care of everything. So guess what she's going to do? She's going to take care of everything. Whole roles are completely reversed. Like, I don't understand how a nigga can sit at the house all day and not do nothing. Leave all day and let a woman come home after 12, 15,
16 hours. You ain't did nothing?
Yeah. Bum nigga.
Bum niggas, bruh. Bum niggas. See, that's perception. You're throwing out a perception. It's not, this is what I'm seeing. Now, if I was like, man, these women out here ain't nothing but cheaters. That sounds like hurt. That sounds like picked a bad one, bro. But here's how I look at women when women cheat, right? Women cheat because the man's neglecting her or not stepping up, right? Some women cheat because they don't have their heart's not in their vagina. 80% of women's hearts are in their vaginas, right? You make them bust. It releases the endorphins. They say that the orgasm releases the same endorphins that are released when a mother breastfeeds, right? So the more that you make a woman orgasm, the more she feels bonded to you, because it's the same thing as when she breastfeeds a child. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the fact that the reason why a lot of women, they can just move on, is maybe you're not making a bust. So what's the point of staying with you? Literally, if you're not making her bust nut, where's the benefit of your dick versus the next nigga's dick? I mean, she's literally fucking you for sport. That's all she's doing.
Yeah.
She's fucking you for sport. If you can't make her bust, it's like, okay, it feels good, but if it don't feel good enough to bust, and then a woman can't even bust just by vaginal sex. She got to, like, beat all of it. So you got to throw the emotion plus the vaginal. And you still can't make her bust, my nigga. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, if you can't
Trash
make your woman feel, bruh, it's crazy to me. It's crazy. I'm like, I've been like asking women, it's like, what are you having sex for? That's my question. What are you having sex for?
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Whoa.
I mean, that first time, okay, because we got to see what it's about. But after that, it's like, what's the point? And that's why women probably do go find somebody else.
Exactly. Like I said,
he was a good guy. He was a good dude. He paying bills or whatever. Like, that's another thing I don't understand. Why do y'all stick with these guys? But, like, I just really answer my own question. Motherfucker tricking or, they got, some type of other connection, And he's a nice guy. Like, fuck that. Like, leave that nigga. Come be with a real nigga.
These women hate Kevin Samuels. You know why? He requires y'all to have standards. He requires y'all to actually think about reality. If I'm making $100,000 a year and you're patting your weave, do you really think I want to be with you?
I don't. And I'm in that country.
Facts. Smooth will smash you. Don't get it twisted. Smooth will smash you. But you are not taking that ride down to the courthouse and getting a ring on it. It's not going to happen.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. You're not going to be at Thanksgiving dinner with Mama Washington.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Having my sis call you sis. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Bruh.
Hey, something else, though?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just getting this off my chest about women. I guess we should have a woman to ask these questions, too. But I'm going to ask you and then our next female guest, so next time we have some chicks on, we can ask them. But why do when men make a post about women, like I seen a post today. The homie said, I want a woman that when I come home from work, that I could lay up under, she'll have dinner ready, and the house clean. Something similar to that. Female up under there that always got to switch it around and put, well, we want a male at the house when we, like, they always switch a male dominant post to make it fit a female. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Why do females always do that?
You know why? We were just talking about this just literally a few minutes ago. Women have been the head of the household. Women have been the head of the household for a good, what, 2-3 decades now?
Yeah.
Women don't know how to even be women no more.
Because
they went through the bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. So they went through that era, right? Had kids with them niggas. They had to raise these boys by themselves, these girls by themselves. I don't need a man for what? I'm the head of the household. Women literally, if you ever at any household where a woman has kids, what do they do all day? They fuss all day. Because with women, things have to be done a certain way at a certain time, how they want it. You can have 15 different ways to do it. They don't care. They want it done their way, how they want it done, when they want it done. Right? That's how they used to run in their household. So you get a man. Remember, you didn't have a father. And you don't have a husband. Get with a man. And they're like, okay, I want you to do it like this. I want you to do it like this. You're not doing it like this. I'm going to nag you till you do it like this. That's if they get a good dude. Good dude. Good dude's not going to tolerate that. One of two things is going to happen. Either he's going to leave or he's going to cave. He's going to leave or he's going to cave. If he caves, he's a bitch nigga anyway. If he leaves, then she's going to be like, nigga still ain't shit. She's not going to see what she actually did. She didn't see anything wrong with it. Her mama did it. Her mama before that did it. I don't need a man. My mama didn't have a man. She had boyfriends. Yeah. So a lot of times these women, that's why they get on the pole and they want to be, but women, you're not supposed to be men. You're supposed to be better than men. You're supposed to give us what we don't have, and we're supposed to give you what you don't have. Like, I don't care what you stand. A woman always wants, they want a man that they can feel protected, provided, and security. That's the three things most women, they crave it, right? They crave it. Even the most alpha-centric woman wants to feel safe at night. If you're a bitch, nigga, she don't feel safe at night.
He curling up.
Yeah. He curling up. Y'all go to the fair. There's some niggas out there. There's some vatos out there. Mine's is oblivious. She's oblivious. Like, Jonathan's here. It's cool. I got my head on a swivel because I'm looking. I'm like boop 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 boop. You want to be a, when your woman can be a
dude, stupid.
Oblivious. I'm oblivious. That's what. And then also to know, okay, my dude said he got it. Shout out to I've been on Instagram, right? And they got the reels and the TikTok, and you can put the reels on this. The one that I love is the one where he's like, you can't depend on your man. My man comes through every time, all the time, on time. I love that one because it's beautiful. Because you can't depend on your man, sis. You picked the wrong one. Like, and this whole red flag thing. Y'all is killing me with this red flag thing because y'all motherfuckers must be colorblind because half these red flags y'all talking about, y'all don't even live by. Like, y'all know y'all put all your social media stuff on Facebook. So we literally see you go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship to another relationship. You talk bad about him, then you talk good about him, and then he's your bae, and now he's a fuck nigga. Now he's bae again, and now y'all broke up. Move to the next nigga. But you want to tell me about some damn red flags? Now, Smooth don't love you, hoes. He's going to post all y'all red flags. He don't care. I'm trying to wipe you no way. But I promise you, let him find the right one. Ain't going to be no red flag posts. Matter of fact, you're not even going to know Smooth got a chick until you start saying, like, you know, damn, Smooth ain't posting no females in about a good week, 2 weeks. That's
exactly. What I'm that's when you're going to know.
That's when you're going to know. You saying? And I do. I hate that. Like, you can't, like, if you don't know, ladies, there are women that hate on your relationship because you're happy. You know, like,
I ain't gonna lie. It's guys that do that shit too, but them bum niggas though.
Yeah, them bum niggas.
It's niggas do it too though. I can't just be one sided with that, because when I was in a relationship, like, it was niggas. I mean, I guess I was blinded to it because I always thought my homeboys was loyal and legit, but I don't fuck with these niggas no more, no way. And I finally figured out. But niggas are still holler at your bitch or whatever, you know.
Like, there's no filter. We can call them bitches on no filters.
My nigga, like, it was one time, and my bitch told me later that day, and I cut the nigga off instantly. I was giving my nigga a ride home, and I went in the store to pay for the gas. My bitch in the car, and he in the car, in the back seat. I'm taking my nigga home. Nigga, he hollered at my bitch that fast.
God dang, Smooth. Nigga, that's hella disrespectful.
But my bitch so thorough, she told me, I cut the nigga out. This Dominique, I ain't even like, you know, Dominique.
Yeah.
We was together for some years. So we got, you know, but she showed, like, as soon as we dropped him off, she told me. And I ain't talked to bro since. Like, I cut bro all the way off. Like, damn, nigga, my bitch, though, like, in the car, though, nigga, like, and he tried to speak to me, like, here recently, and I don't fuck with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some hoe-ass shit, bro. Like, yeah. In my car, you getting a ride from me, my nigga. And I go in the store, and you try to holler at my bitch, and she in the front seat. Now,
like,
Dominique was cheating on me. I was cheating on her. But she was like, and when she joked, because like I told her, me and her started back conversating, and she a joke. She's like, nah, he was too close. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I was going to cheat, it ain't going to be on one of your homeboys. Like a nigga, you know. Because she cheated, we cheated. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about it now. But she always said, nah, I wouldn't be nobody you was that close with. Like, me and bro was kind of, we were straight. You know, that was my guy. We were straight. Yeah, it was some street shit. We were straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that shit don't matter, I see.
Nah.
But, man, I wasn't trying to cut you off. That just made me, like, I'm just saying, niggas will do that shit too, though, dope.
No, I was
hating on your relationship.
Because, you know, women like to post their mates more than men, right? It's just a known fact. Women like to post their mates more than men, right? A lot of times the men that feel, you know, men post their women, number one, if she's, like, super eye candy, right? Because we want to make niggas mad. We want to make them jealous. Like, ha-ha, see what I got, nigga. Ha-ha, you couldn't pull this. Ha-ha. So, you know, we post that. Like, if we're married, we post them because it's like, well, at least if I'm posting, you know, I don't want to hear her mouth that I'm not posting her. So let me post my wife. Unless you're actually in love with your wife, then that's something different, right? Something different. Like, some men are truly in love with their wife. Shout out to my nigga Maul. Like, my nigga Maul is in love with his wife. So you always see him posting him and his wife because he's in love. Shout out to that. That nigga lucky. You seen? Nigga lucky. that nigga lucky. He's like, woo, I lucked up on this one. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Man,
yeah.
You know, the craziest thing is like when the dude, you're like, nigga, how did you luck up on? Shit, I'm just happy for you, my nigga. Hey, I don't know how you did it, but shout out to you, my nigga. Like, that, I literally have done that about 4 or 5 times. I'd be like, nigga, how did you? And she married you? Shit, nigga, you got something. I don't, You must got some secret sauce, aura, code, up, down, up, down, A, B, A, B, A, B, Nick. I'm happy
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, left, right, top. Select, start.
Yeah, yeah. Happy for you, because I don't know. Like my dude, Sean. Like, nigga, so let me make sure I understand. You are a big floppy nigga. You happen to get you a wife that makes $125K, and she falls in love with you. For what? Okay, shit. Well, maybe. Okay, well, high five, my nigga. High five to you. High five to you.
Hey, you know something, though? You know something, though?
Huh?
Honestly, I think I probably could have been married myself.
Yeah,
like,
you
okay,
could
okay. Hear me out.
You're
exactly. Hear me out. I think any male can have been like just I don't want to put it down like niggas ain't happily married, but it's like niggas you can settle, you know what I'm saying? And then you can settle and do the white picket fence, the house with the dog, like, you know what I'm saying? But I see more than that for me.
I refuse to settle. Like shout out to my ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my ex-wife got together. She motivated me to be her and my kids. Let me say that. Her and my kids took me to, like, boom. Like, provided me with a reason to be elite, to tap into my inner eliteness and shine, right? That was my pinnacle at that time, right? Ever since then, I've been going up and down, up and down. Every time I think I got some, like, your eliteness, you're only on half a tank. You didn't have a full tank of eliteness. Okay, yeah, we're not going to make it. Every time, like, I get right there, I'm like, shit, this is the same ceiling I hit before. Same. And I'm like, yeah, same. But now, I got jet fuel. I got a tanker truck.
My nigga got jet fuel.
I got jet fuel. Jet fuel. What do you say? Hey, look, I got those boosters that'll be on the space shuttle. I can reach the stars with this, baby. I can reach the stars with this one, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
And like I say, it's nothing wrong with it in my eyes. But
nothing. It's so hard to come across it though. I mean, smooth.
Yeah.
We some old niggas. I'm not gonna say how old I am. But me and Smooth are some old niggas. I'm definitely gonna put you in the old nigga category, Smooth. That's it. No, nothing else, Smooth. We both some old niggas. And Smooth has ran across at least probably twice as many females as I have. Definitely twice as many. Because I started at 19 and was locked down for 10 of those years. I was locked down for 10 of those years. So Smooth was still smashing for 10 of them years. Right? So Smooth definitely did double, maybe even triple my number. Because I've only had four. Four. Four or five. So definitely quadruple, quintuple my number. But out of all those women, time to square root. Think about it. All those women, all these years, not one of them made you say, you know what, let me get down on my knee and ask you to marry me. That's crazy, Smooth.
You know what? I think I have passed up some good women. I was thinking with my dick and not my brain.
All right,
let's go with this shit.
Let's go with the last 5 years, Smooth. You done smashed a lot of women in these 5 years, Smooth.
5 years? I think, okay, I would have liked to marry one of them in the last five that I smashed.
All right. So why didn't we go through with it, Smooth? You're on the couch now. Why you didn't go through with it?
Because of her, though. It's something that I wanted that didn't want me. You know what I'm speaking on.
Don't no woman not want Smooth to do. Now, are you saying that she didn't want to change or that you
I guess I should say that. Well, no, because, I mean, if you don't – you change for people that you want, though, right?
Not necessarily.
Like,
you don't –
Not change, but you make adjustments or – what? It's a word. It's a word. It's a word.
You mean compromise?
Sacrifice or compromise. Sacrifice or compromise.
Yeah.
You sacrifice and compromise for what you want, bro. So, goddamn it, if she wanted me that as bad as I wanted her, we'd have came to some compromise, bro.
Fact. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. She didn't want me. That's what I'm saying. Because I was, nigga, come on down to the T, and I'm stepdaddy, and hey, whatever, let's, come on, you know?
Yeah. She wasn't ready. See, a lot of women are scared, right, when, I don't know, maybe she didn't know you was for real, though, Smooth. What if she didn't know that you was for real?
She know I'm for real, bro. Like, I think what it is, bro, you saying the last five, I've been knowing her longer than that. So she's seen my growth. But what I'm doing now, like, and we've said this a lot of times, women ain't prepared for that shit. Like, males not either, though. So we're not just being biased, but, like, change, good change scare people. Like the last 5 years, I've done a complete 360 financially, bro. Like, I've opened up businesses, and, like, I ain't never had this amount of money. Like, the feats that I'm doing, like, the accomplishments that I'm making, this would scare a regular lady, bro. Like, for real, bro. Like, nigga, I got 25 bands on one contract. I'm just going to say that. Like, the things that I'm doing, people are not prepared for this. Like, and everybody can't go. Like, I wrote that on my dream board. Like, everybody can't go to where I'm trying to go. And that scares people. Like, I mean, my mama was kind of like, you moving too fast. But I'm like, hold on, mama. But then she seen me do it. And she's like, nah, you go ahead, baby. You know what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit scare people. And if they not ready, you got to leave. Huh?
Hey, that was a good point. You know what? Because a lot of people think you're moving fast, but in reality, everybody's perception of speed is relative, right? So think about it. I'll give a good example. They had a science thing on ESPN about Muhammad Ali's reaction time and Kyrie Irving's reaction time. Their reaction time is 0.3 seconds faster than the average human, right? So think about it. Like, so if you're driving fast or driving a jet or flying a jet, whatever, your reaction time, so what's fast for someone else might not be fast for you. If the average person is only running 15 miles an hour, fucking Derrick Henry's hitting 21 miles an hour, Usain Bolt is hitting 26, yeah, fast.
Mm-hmm.
If the average person in the car has only been up to 120 miles an hour, but you're a NASCAR driver, you regularly drive at 180, 190, you're conditioned differently. You're conditioning. What up, man? Elite training, Smooth. Remember when I was saying elite training? Elite training. You're conditioned. Mm-hmm. You have been conditioned. Your brain thinks differently. And I was watching the Uncensored with Jeezy. And you remind me a lot of Jeezy, right? Because y'all both had, you're saying, the elite pops, or, the, you know, saying the people that was in the game that y'all learned from. And then y'all was also able to step into the business side, boom, and be a star there too.
Mm-hmm.
it just took you to change your mindset from I'm a block nigga to I want to be a corporate nigga now. I want to be a made nigga now. It's all about the change of the mindset. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. But yeah, women do get scared because what they don't want to do is they don't want to follow behind a dude, put all their faith in them, and be disappointed, and then got to start all the way from the bottom. That shit's hard.
Hey, yeah.
Facts. That shit's hard. I've done it 4 times. That shit's hard. And it gets harder every time. Because then people look at you like, why is your grown ass starting all over again?
Yeah. And I'm be honest, Dope, that's something I told myself I ain't never doing. Like, I think me and you talk about this a lot on the back end. Men moving in with women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not on the lease, not on nothing. And they get into a breakup, and then they got to start over. That was me, like, living off women. I got to a point, I think it's probably like 8-9 years ago, where it's like, a different mindset, like you just said. Like, I ain't doing this shit no more. Like, I got to have my name on something. You can't just kick me out type shit. Or you got your shit, I got my shit, and we back and forth or whatever. Like, I can't start over no more. Like, and now I'm definitely at a point where it's like, Lamama, you got to have some shit to even get on my level because I got so many accomplishments and I'm so elite. Yeah. Hence the beginning of the show. I'm so elite. Like, yeah, you got to bring. I already got a table and I'm eating, nigga, 20 ounces.
I'm eating good. Like, you can't just pull up no chair.
Or you can't even pull up with no Happy Meal. Like, I don't want no big secret. I don't want no In-N-Out burger, bitch. No, you just can't pull up and think you're going to feed me with that, bitch. I get 20-ounce steaks on my own. So, nigga, if you can't give me no filet mignon or no shrimp or lobster crab legs to go with the shit, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's a gift and a curse, though, going back to what we were just talking about, because I might miss my blessing with that type of mindset, though. Like, all right, hear me out on this totally, though, before you give your opinion. Okay, I got my mindset that I can do everything on my own, but it's a chick that'll be a perfect puzzle piece to what I got going on. But she might just be missing this or missing that, and smooth thinking that I got everything going, but I ain't got no salt and pepper, and that's what she got. But I don't want to fuck with her because she ain't got no table or no steak or no house, but she got the salt and pepper that I need to season my steak.
Yeah, she got that A1 sauce, baby.
Yeah, she got the A1 sauce, and I'm missing that. I got everything. So, like I say, but that's me being elite, thinking the whole equation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm saying. I probably have fucked over some good women thinking like that. That's just me being real with myself.
Yeah. But that's, you know what? That's a good point, Smooth, because a lot of men that are in your bracket, right, they have women for two reasons. Number one, arm candy. Or two, they just want something, you know, just something to smash. They don't want the whole commitment. Like, I just need you around when I'm around, and then you can leave when I'm done. But what happened is a woman, even if a woman don't have a lot, It will all be about how she makes you feel, right? If she makes your eliteness feel even better, you're like, oh well, you ain't really got nothing, but the way you make me feel, like, I can't get this nowhere else, or I've never had this before. Or if she gives you like a great thought process that you didn't have before, like she motivates you to think differently, like she rewires you to think differently and be even better than you was before. But it's hard to find women like that, because a lot of women nowadays are just takers. Think about it. How many women are actually givers? Like, actually, like, giving you something. Whether it's game, whether it's knowledge, whether it's just, what are they, like, I mean, like, it's rare that it took me a minute for a woman to be like, hey, I got you on a date. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got me? Like, I ain't got to reach in my pocket? And you're not going to think I'm no bum nigga? You just want to show me that you appreciate me, you know what I'm saying, being the elite nigga that I am? And you just want to go out and hang out with me? Shit. Think about that, Smooth. Think about how elite that is as a woman. She just take you to Olive Garden. Nothing fancy. She just takes you to Olive Garden. Let you order the elite pasta for $25. And she just want to sit there and bask in your eliteness. That kind of is Vegas, though. That kind of is Vegas. It's just that damn kid, man. I told you, boy, gotta let go of them goddamn kids, man. Especially a boy. If it was a girl, I could see. But a boy over here carrying a damn grown-ass man. Man, if you don't cut that umbilical cord. That umbilical cord. So my nigga Smooth can be elite with something on his arm. So I can go to his house. Smooth, I'm pulling up to the house.
You already got a key. Just pull up.
Yeah, just pull up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now if you lived in Vegas, oh, that's nothing, Smooth. That's a 5-hour drive, Smooth. Boom. Dallas is a 5-hour flight. Vegas, 5-hour drive. I'm staying the weekend. We're good. I'd be like, you know, like, Mama K, can I get some of them grits and eggs and bacon, my dog? and yeah. I don't want no cowboy hat. I want a Raider hat. Give me a Raider hat. If Smooth don't come with my Raider hat, he not getting on the, well, ain't no boats in Vegas. Ain't no boats in Vegas.
Oh, look at Buddy.
She might have to move to Dallas, Smooth, so that way I can get on the boat in Dallas on your lakefront property. Shout out to Smooth, the dude having lakefront property.
Man, hold up. We trying to get that, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we could have had it. Oh, man, hold on.
Hold up, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Negro here, he's part of the 360 boys, but his beard don't connect. He got long-ass sideburns. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, goddammit. 360 boy in the building, man. Now, I got off early. I'm trying to shoot a video.
See what I'm saying, Smooth? He always doing something.
Nah, I gotta stay busy, man. Gotta stay busy.
Hey, you know, it's crazy. That question actually called in right now because, you know, this is he loves elite women.
I mean, I am part of, you know, Elite Enterprises.
So, question. Let me ask you a question. Because we're talking about, you know, finding an elite woman that makes you more elite. We find out, you know, Smooth, we've been talking to Smooth, and, you know, the reason why he's not married. Why? What's the reason why Question's not married? Because, I mean, your body counts probably, you know, about 75% of Smooth's. Because, you know, Smooth is a super hoe. You're just like, you know, like an ultra hoe.
You know what?
That means there's a lot of options. You had a lot of options to get married.
No. Sir, don't make me to be the super thot, but check this out. So I've been listening to Meek's album, and he said something real profound. He said she ain't had sex in a while. No, she don't have sex on the first night. I told her to taste it, and I'm trying to find my first wife. So I had to sit and think about that. Bar had to ponder on that for a minute. It's like, really, man? When I think of a woman who is supposed to, you know, be my rod, shorty got to really, like, she gotta get the same energy that I'm giving in every shape, form, or fashion. Like, she gonna want to do certain shit. I'm gonna want to do certain shit. She gonna want to be spoiled. Well, bitch, you gotta do the same. And it don't necessarily mean, like, gifts, because I think men are more simplistic when it comes to certain things. Like, a nigga come home, have a meal done, or you know,
pick up a nice shirt from Burlington. Tell me you was thinking about me. Shout out to that.
Or in this instance, since I'm a creator, share my shit. Like, know the words to my songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to put some artists on to my beats. Like, you gotta play that game. You know, cause that's the way we gonna forever eat, is through the way I create. You know, everybody got different types of love languages, right? So, if she can be like, yo, you know, my man do this, my man got a clothing line.
Exactly. My man got a janitorial service.
Yes, yep. Janitorial service. He got a trucking company. He got landscape or whatever the case it is.
Yeah.
She's still doing for her, but that's making you happy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
and
that's
she gonna eat off
that
in the end. Yeah, she gonna eat off that. If you sell a beat, if you sell a $400-$500 beat, you gonna spend $50 on her off top.
Come on,
she gonna reap the benefit of that somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So like.
Yeah.
It's more simplistic than, you know, like, granted, niggas see me with whatever type of women I like or whatever. I have yet to have one to do shit like that. To be like, yo, listen to his music, or, oh, he got a clothing line, or he do beats, or he do video, or, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever the case may be. Like, put them on what I do, and don't just say you gonna do that. Because I know we men of our word. We going to do what we say we going to do, even if it take a little bit longer sometimes. But we going to get around to doing what we say we going to do.
Hey, you know something, Quiz? I want to ask you this, and I'm gonna answer the question too, because I had a chick, and it's crazy you said that. You told me about a month or two ago that I already know the chick that's gonna ride for me. This chick used to go clean buildings with me and everything, but she not all the way what I need her to be, like, on other things.
Understood.
With her.
Understood.
Well, I don't want to put it out there. She got some
for
other
sure.
things going that's stopping
for
her
sure.
from, like, stopping me from, like, okay, you the one or whatever. But some of those things you just named, like, I got the contract at the building where she works at to clean. Like, she promoted me that way. And all of that. And
nope.
she helped me clean some buildings. But
nope.
it's like I still didn't choose her. Like,
right.
Because of other reasons that's, like, hit home. Let me see. I'm going to say it like that. They hit her home. Really, I'm going to say
for sure.
it. She got older children. That's 22,
for sure.
24. And her daughter.
Right.
Now, her daughter was cool. She still was in school. But, like,
right.
she let her son run her and shit. Me and her son almost got into it, though. I told you about this. Like, I almost had to pull the strap out on the nigga one time. Like,
yeah,
and that's
right.
why.
So
it's like
so,
you can't control your children. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So this is the thing about people and their children, especially when their children are older, right? And I'm gonna use Smooth the Dude for example. If Mama Smooth get another guy. Initially, you're going to be like, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, where he come from? What he about? That's our nature as men about our mothers, right? It's like, yo, who is this guy? Where he from? What he about? This, that, and the third. And they got to prove to us that they worthy of, like, really courting our mama or whatever the case may be. Like, they got to prove that off top. When it comes to, you know, women when they have older kids that's adults, it's a little bit trickier because their mind is made up like my daddy is who my mama supposed to be with, regardless if he with her or not. Like, that's, nigga, you ain't my daddy kind of thing, right? Because truth be told, nigga, me and Ace, you know, before my mama moved from the west side, this is like back in the day. She had some dude, you know what I'm saying, me and Ace instantly, like, exact words, who was this nigga? And he in my mama crib. Granted, we ain't supposed to do that. We supposed to, you know, cordial this, that, and the third. But that's just in our nature as men for our mama. Because we know, yeah, dad might have fucked up, but nigga, that's my daddy. You know what I'm saying? This guy in particular, not so much. So you got to kind of, you know, really win the kid over when they're an adult. Now, when they're children, it's a little different. You know, because children, you play the game with them, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. It's simple. But when they're adults, they kind of got their mind made up. You know what I'm saying? Like, their id is already made up in their mind who they are. And who their mama's supposed to be. It's weird.
All right, let me say this too. All right, Dope was saying some shit earlier in the show about how the roles got reversed and how these mamas, or what you say, Dope, how they was raising their sons, but baby and the sons, baby and the sons,
yeah.
but raising the daughters. Or what you say, raising the daughters. What did you say?
Coddling the sons, raising the daughters.
Okay, yes.
And they've been
yes,
a household. They've been the head of the household. The women basically are making their son the men of the household.
Okay, so both of they both. Okay, she had three kids, and the dad is locked away, and the other one is I don't know. But no, this is the thing that was kind of crazy, and it's like you can't control them, and it's interfering with us. they used to, okay, they used to just drop their kids off to her. And, like, wouldn't answer the phone when it's time to come pick them up, and she just stuck with her grandkid.
Okay.
Shit like that, too. Like, it wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't no point. It wasn't really like me trying to win them over, because on that instance, I did. I actually hired one of her sons to work with me. So I was cool with the sons to a certain extent. The oldest one is the one that I had trouble with. And she was like, oh, that's just the way he is. It's like, nah, nigga, when I speak to you, like, nigga, speak. Nigga, out of just respect. Nigga, I ain't trying to be your daddy.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I ain't trying to.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but he just
want to
play
you're
that
right.
roughneck type shit. But what me and her had complications was, like I say, she used to let her kids run over her and the baby mamas and all that. Like I say, drop off the baby.
Okay.
And the baby's just stuck over there the weekend. But it's like, I thought we supposed to be cooling. But now we got this little nigga just running around, and you trying to call their folks, and you can't. They not even answering the phone. Like, that's where it go to, like Dope was saying. They calling the son, like, come on, man, I know it's your grandbaby, but, like, okay. And Dope was saying earlier, the generations of mamas, like, my mama, Jazz, hey, I'm going to come get them when I want them and drop them off when I'm through. Like, ain't no you
right.
gonna drop them off to me.
Right. Fact,
but it's like,
fact. I get it.
I don't know.
I just think we in a time where, you know, generationally, and I want to say this, I don't want to say this loosely, but I think my little brother generation is like the last generation to get it. Like, respect, right? Like, right now, if people are 30 plus, maybe 27, like, they get it. Like, they understand, respect. Hey, if somebody speak to you, speak back. You know, especially if you in the South, right? Now, in California, it's different. I'm speaking because I was out there, maybe because I stayed in, you know, Santa Clarita. And the hood is different. You know, if I'm in Inglewood, it's definitely more black people where it's at. But I think generationally, if you're 30, 27 or 30 plus, like, they get respect. Like, yo, if, you know, Mr. Chris speak to you, say something back. If, you know, Jonathan say something to you, respond, say something back. Yes, sir, how you doing, you know, X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 right? So it could be just that, you know, he don't have that particular structure. I don't know how she is, so I can't, you know, really say, but if you say Pop's locked up and whoever was the supposedly replacement before you, it could, you know, that might not have translated well with them. As far as, like, yo, when somebody speak. Or he could just have a chip on his shoulder and he dealing with shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really know because everybody wants their mental health on everybody. So that could that can be fucking with him mentally. Like, you know, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I supposed to allow my mom to live, you know, without my dad, this and the third? He could be, you know, it's so many different ways that you can say he might be dealing with a trauma. This could be traumatizing for him. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying it's not traumatizing for you, but you done been through a lot of shit too. And you on the aspect of like, nigga, I spoke to you, speak back. But he probably on the other side like, nigga, you ain't somebody I need to acknowledge because I don't expect you to be around a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be thinking from that standpoint of view. It's so many ways that you can, you know, take this particular scenario because, I mean, all y'all adults in this particular standpoint, right, even though he's still, quote-unquote, a kid, but he's still an age, quote unquote, an adult. So it's tricky, bro. I don't have like the correct answer for you, but I do know like it's something that if you're really serious about shorty, it's something that y'all both gonna have to, all three of y'all gonna have to work at. A, let her know how you feel about it and how she corrected, because it's not a correctable action coming from you. It's a correctable action coming from her, and let her know. And then also, she needs to hear out why he's acting this way, because if you somebody she gonna deal with, he gotta learn to respect it, because you gonna be around. You know what I'm saying? So it's tricky, bro.
Yeah. No, I was just using it as an example. I ain't really putting it out there like that, because we passed it, but I was just stating.
For sure.
The fact, I don't even know how we even got on that. But
me neither, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's good for conversation.
It's out there. Yeah. Because, like, she didn't want to change. Like, I've told her. I've talked. So it's like, I guess she don't want to change, which I can't force her to. But, like, they go
right
back before you got on the phone. Me and Dope was like, why I ain't married? And it's like people compromise, or what was the other word? Make a sacrifice for what they want. So I guess that wasn't a compromise. She didn't want to come to.
And I'm gonna say this about, like, and I'm very, like, I'm particular. And smooth, no. Like, I'm not going to, I personally not going to really entertain multiple women. Like, that's something I don't really like doing. Because when I was younger and I used to do it, one hoe might be happy and another one might be going through some shit. I got to deal with both of them at the same time, man. That shit became to be a headache because I'm being pulled in so many directions. But when I, like, focus on one and I give them the energy and they don't give it back, for me, and this is weird, because I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It always comes into good records for me. I always find a way to, like, make this a dope song or, you know, let it out. Like, I don't ever really just hold the shit in. Like, people just got to decode what I'm talking about. But for what I feel I need is someone who is open-minded about really understanding how to be a support for me. Because I don't need anybody to spoon-feed me lies or stroke my ego or any of that shit. Because with or without whomever she is, I'm dope regardless. No pun intended on her dope-ass music. But with you, I'm that nigga. And without you, I'm that nigga. Now, what she got to understand is when she coming into my space and my world of how I operate and how I move, like, I'm always looking to do the next best thing. I'm trying to up myself every time. Like, I'm looking to improve. Help me understand ways that I don't see how I can improve. Like, that's where I'm at. You know, and I want to do the same for her. Like, oh, she might not have seen this. So, hey, babe, let's think of this.
Well,
Didn't
I say that smooth?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, when I was writing the song Be My Vibe, right, like, that's kind of what that's about. Like, being my vibe means, like, be the extra set of eyes that I may not be able to see the details that you might be able to see, and vice versa. Like, I'm here to do the same for you. So those things I think every man needs. Every man needs a second set of eyes that is there to see the detail that he may be missing. in order to make him better. And then vice versa. We're also to be her details when she doesn't see certain things. And then I just think every real nigga need a real chick. Like, this just going to be 100 with them. Like, don't beat around the bush because, you know, once you come to a certain agreement and you definitely know you're going to be with this person for the rest of your life, don't beat around the bush. Just keep it 100. Like, it got to be based off after the looks and the initial fake. Like, it got to be based off being 100 with each other. You got to keep it 100. You got to keep it a bean. Even if keeping the being don't go, you know, make you a little moody or whatever, shit, I'd rather be a little moody and have the proper information to move forward than them not keeping it in the being and me not having the information to move forward. That's also what she need to embody. She need to be able to take constructive criticism or criticism and give it as well, and vice versa. We got to be men who can take criticism and then also, you know, give it and listen. Not just be talking the talk. Like, listen for reasoning. You know, listening for understanding and then talking with reason. Because sometimes people don't know how to do that either. It's like so much, bro. Like, if next time we have, you know, the next time we're on the show, like, we can have a whole segment about, like, just shit like this. Because I really think about this stuff, man. I think about how many of my niggas don't have a woman, and they good guys. Like, they good dudes. And they ain't out here on no real. Yeah, they not out here on no real. They out here doing positive things and getting to the bag and bettering themselves and building businesses, nigga, elite credit scores, all of that shit. Being better men, stand up black men. And as much as women say niggas ain't shit, I can put all of us in a line and she can't say none of my niggas ain't shit. And I put that on the kids I ain't even got. I can vouch for each one of my guys. I know they real guys. And that's how much I know that women. I had a tweet today, and I'm finna read it to you because shit makes perfect sense. I think I posted this shit on. I know for sure I posted this shit on Snapchat. So, some women only want the vibe if it comes with wealth. The vibe is much more than money. The vibe is much more than money. Like, money just create temporary happiness sometimes. Granted, money is a tool to do a lot of shit. It make the show keep going. I will not take away from the power of money. But in the core things, motherfuckers that have a lot of money be fucked up. That's why niggas be, that's why, well, I won't say niggas. Cause
motherfuckers be killing themselves.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you got to be right within first. The money helps create moments, helps create memories. I never take that away from bread either. But also, you gotta keep it a bean. Got to. Like I said, I can talk about this kind of shit all day.
Man, look, I was just saying to Smooth, I was like, how many women nowadays, 2021, is trying to add to a nigga?
Not many.
Trying to give the nigga something. We're not even just talking about money. We're just saying, women, you know what? I just want to be around you. Let's go to Olive Garden. I just want to be around you, and I got you. I just want to go on a nice little date with you, and not treat you like you a bum nigga.
Not many.
And then, like, I see my dudes, like, you know, my pops has said a lot of stuff in my life, but this is one of the things that he said to me that I've always held dear. He says, the pretty women are for having kids. The average woman is for living life. They never understood that.
But you know what's crazy about that? You can find what you're looking for. You just gotta.
Man, it's hard in 2020. Women nowadays don't even know how to feel when you, if you approach a woman on the street and you just introduce yourself and just try to be pleasant. You know, nine times out of ten, it's a problem. Like, women don't even know how to be.
You're absolutely correct. I won't take away from that statement. But what I will say is, and I had to generalize this statement because I got to think about us, and then I got to think about niggas, right? Niggas, yeah, I'm just being honest. We niggas, but we ain't niggas, right?
But we niggas, though. That's
so,
fact.
No, for sure. So, niggas, I don't mean us. Don't.
Because Smooth hate niggas.
No.
Smooth hate niggas.
Don't know how to approach women on the street like that. Niggas, on the other hand, know how to do that. So, it's more, and I call it store-bought swag on the street than it is dudes with fresh
homegrown
charisma
swag
on the street.
Ooh, homegrown charisma versus store-bought swag. Ouch! That's a line right there.
So, you know, people think labels make it, and once again, it's a lot of label whores out here. I get it. But that don't make your partner a better person because they got Gucci on or Louis or, you know, Yves Saint Laurent. That don't make you Yeezy. I remember once upon a time, all we wore was white tees. High school, we wore all white tees, and I know I got plenty of homies that ran through half the school in white tees.
White tees, blue jeans, and Air Max.
Come on, man.
And not even the Mervyn's white tees, the liquor store white tees.
No, nigga, that was the Champ Sports white tees, 4 for $20.
Man, hold up.
Come on, man. The 4 for $20.
Yeah.
So,
all it took was that little gold chain. Put that little gold chain on it.
That's it. So it's definitely the art of dating or courtship. That shit ain't lost, man. Like, women don't know how to appreciate good niggas, and sometimes niggas don't know how to appreciate good women.
Yeah, niggas burn through good women like it's nothing. And the craziest thing is, I'll say this to the day I die. Most women don't realize that they're going through bad niggas until they hit their 30s. They're like, you know what? My body's changing. Time is starting to run out. My eggs are starting to dry up. I need to start. And they start looking for good niggas, and they can't find them. You know why? Because most of the good niggas that found good women, they got married in their 20s. And most niggas in their 30s, they already, it's like, what I need to marry you for? I can just fuck you. What I need to marry you for? It's not until the niggas get in their 40s and 50s, they're like, ooh, shit, I don't want to be alone for the rest of my life. Hey, baby, let's get married.
Sure.
But by then, she don't look the same as she looked in her 20s.
Facts.
I just really thought about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I try to find. I mean, you can't be no mud duck, right? I got to be able to at least kiss you in the mornings and shit. But it's just like, you don't have to be a 10. for me to spend the rest of my life with you. But your heart, your character, got to be a 10.
You know what? The total package of the woman has to be that.
Facts.
You know, but I'm definitely not saying don't get you someone who you're not attracted to, because they're like, you know.
No. Do not get in somebody that's not you're not attracted to, because you're going to cheat on her. That's a big fact.
For
if you're not attracted
to
a woman, you're going to cheat on her.
You know, but niggas still have bad bitches and cheat on them. And this is one of my favorite lines from Joe Budden. For every bad bitch, there's a nigga side of fucking them. Like,
facts.
That shit made so much sense when I heard that line. I said, oh, my God. But in retrospect, like, you just got to know when something's for you is for you.
But most bad bitches are so shallow, right? Not a lot of them. Some of them that transition from average to bad bitch, some of them have personalities. But the ones that have been bad bitches all their life, their personality is trash because they only had to rely solely on their looks. And they then, as they get older, they don't understand why it's not working for them no more.
Facts. Big facts.
Like, bitch, you've been fine, and then got you this. And then now you 40, 35, that shit don't work no more. You ain't got no education. You ain't got no money saved up. And you sitting around this bitch broke, and you look bad, and you...
Your credit's
trash. All you got the office pussy, and everybody that had it.
Man.
You didn't gave your prize possession up. You done tricked it off in your 20s and late, early 30s. Now you 35. Sitting looking stupid.
Ooh, see how smooth just chimed in with that? Just hurting somebody. Somebody's soul just got hurt. Somebody's soul just got hurt listening to smooth talk right then and there.
Facts.
The person I want to marry.
Hey, she gotta live with that too.
Me and Dope, we was talking about this shit earlier too.
Yeah, big dummy.
I don't mind expressing myself and giving y'all the real me, not, especially on the show. They just let you know it's feelings behind this black and brown. Like, motherfuckers see me grinding hard and see all my accomplishments. I'm human just like y'all. I can't, these hoes don't want me. Nobody want me.
Man.
I want myself, though, and my niggas fuck with me, and I'm perfectly content with that.
Man, I get it 100,000,000%.
Can you imagine the woman that would just be like, I want smooth? You know how lucky she would be if all she did was, I just want smooth. You know how lucky she would be? This nigga smooth would give her everything, bruh.
Let me tell you this. Do you not understand... When we acquire the woman that we supposed to have, how many of the other ones gonna be, damn, I should have did what he was trying to do? That's gonna be the realization when they like, damn, they missed out on a good one.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, they start seeing the elite stuff that y'all doing. It'll just be like, man.
Oh, God.
It's like, every time you turn around, every month, smooth taking her to some different island.
What?
That's it. Her passport got 9-10 stamps on it in year one. You know what I'm saying? The ring. Oh, don't let smooth have a kid with her. Oh, my God. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, Nick, you talking to my wife and my kid? Crazy. Yampa.
Nah.
Not no conversation. Not no, just bah. And then question. You were not even going to hear from question. Question is going to be like, this nigga's never going to be on social media. I already know. Let question find the right one. You will not see this nigga on social media. I promise you.
No, you probably, you will. Living my best fucking life, I can tell you that.
Man, not for the first year, though. Actually,
the first year, that's when you're going to see me the most. Year number two is when y'all ain't going to see shit. Year number one, it's up. It's up. And I got these flights. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I did forget about the flights. So, yeah, Yeah, you do got to spend
year,
a little bit.
Year
you
one,
gotta,
I'm flexing on all my.
You are gonna kind of flex.
I got to. It is mandatory. It's mandatory for him to go crazy his first year, and then year number two, look like it's regular. It's gotta look like it's regular.
And all I want is just grits and eggs and bacon. I'm a simple nigga. I just want grits, eggs, and bacon. That's it. Grits, eggs, and bacon.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I gotta go, bro. I gotta get up at 2 in 4 hours.
Yeah. It is eight o'clock though, Smooth. So you made it. Woohoo, Smooth made it.
Yeah, I love y'all though, man.
Love you too, G.
I appreciate it. Always.
Give you a shout out, old nothing ass Negro.
Hey, man, y'all know what it is. Smooth, the real dude. I love being real with y'all, man. Whoever listening, man. So if y'all want to get the real all the way, legitimate, because I'm going to be real regardless. But if y'all want to see what's inside in my heart, how my mind operate, man, tune in to the No Filter Show when we have some real topics, man. Because I never hesitate to give y'all the real me. And I fuck up a lot. I'm human just like everybody else, man. I'm very human, man. You know, I put out a hard shell, you know. But in the inside, man, I'm a soft guy, bro. Like, I want what everybody else want, you know. One thing about it, like I was saying earlier, I ain't finna settle, and I know my worth and what I deserve. That's a big difference between a lot of us and what you see on the daily from others. But yeah, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, man. Y'all know where to find me, man. Executive producer, big truck driver, business owner, scrub toilets, dry trucks, vending machine owner, property owner.
Real nigga.
On some of y'all bitches. And some of them I don't own. Y'all can have them back. Yeah. But that's me. Already know Smooth the Dude on all social sites. Fuck with me. We working, y'all watching. Black and Brown. I'm gonna show y'all how we get down. Dope, appreciate it. Crush didn't show up. It's all good. We missed, so this 3 weeks for Crush, but 2x4, yeah. 1 on purpose. See y'all in Sausalito in March. Quest, love you, my boy. I'm out, man. I got to get up at 2 in the morning, man.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, sir. And shout out to Miss Wilson. She want to know where the men that don't cheat, what are y'all doing? But she wouldn't know what to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's literally what we're saying, because you put that out there, but you wouldn't know what to do with it. You just messed it up.
She gonna cheat on a nigga who say they not cheating. I know. Man, you motherfucker be retarded, man. I'm telling you. I'm finna go, man, because I'll be done talking another 30 minutes. All right, my boy. Love y'all, man.
Hey, love you too, man. Man, question, give you a shout out so we can get the hell up out of here so I can get me something to eat.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Question. Y'all know where to find me. Question on all social media. It's Question on IG. It's Question on Twitter. It's Question.com. Fresh Fall is dropping on Halloween. It's Question.com/Fresh Charisma. We are dropping. God damn me. Shout out to all my guys. Black and Brown, Elite Enterprises, We Working, Y'all Watching, Famous Photography. God damn it, shout out to everybody. So, you know how we do it. Make sure y'all goddamn me go listen to the International Dope. Go listen to the goddamn me Fresh Dope. Go listen to goddamn me Inconsistently Consistent. Y'all know what time it is. It's on.
Yeah. Yeah, Consistently Inconsistent. Y'all go listen to that right now. I couldn't leave with a little bit of hate.
You heard it.
I couldn't
hate
with a...
You heard it with Crickets, my boy. With Crickets, my boy.
Hey, man, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, man. We up out of here, man. I'm about to go downstairs, go give you something to eat because your boy hungry. Shout out to the question coming through, making the conversation even more elite, you know, because we genuine dudes. We actually got feelings and shit, but we will shoot you in the face. Don't get it fucked up, but we have genuine feelings around here. Shout out to y'all. West side.